Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
40515.
40515. Thank you, ma'am. May I ask your name?
Brenda Moore.
All right, that's Brenda.
Yes.
And that's Moore, Moore.
Yes.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Can you tell me what this call is in regard to?
Well, I ordered some mascara back like the 18th of April, and I think I was overcharged for it. They charged me $59.89, and I don't think it was supposed to spend that much money. I'm going over my charges and things now and realize how much I was charged on that.
All right. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
Okay. It's 1580 Deer Lake Drive, Lexington, Kentucky, 40515.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And your name is the only name that these charges should show in?
Yes, Brenda Moore, yes.
Did you put an email address on file?
Might have. Do you need that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's bjmoore1580@gmail.com.
You said B
no,
as in
B.
As in
no,
Victor?
B as in boy.
Okay.
No, it's in boy. B as in boy. And J as in John.
Okay, BJ.
Moore. 1580@gmail.com.
All right, thank you. All right, let me see. Okay, yes, ma'am. I got you pulled up. Thank you for verifying that address. Give me one second. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Moore, this is due to that contest entry, ma'am, where it was presented by Bites Hub, and you went in for that Dyson, and what came along with that was a meal plan app, and it came through to your email. It's an app that focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. It's full of recipes, tutorials, but that's
no.
What came. Yes,
I
ma'am.
Must have done that by mistake or something, because all I ordered was the mascara. And I was thinking that was awful expensive, and I thought, no, I didn't do anything else.
Yes, ma'am. It's not dealing with that mascara. Do you remember entering, paying a couple of dollars shipping for that Dyson?
No, I don't even know what Dyson is. What did you say that was?
That Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Dyson vacuum. I never got a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
All right, do you? It's a contest entry.
Contest entry.
Yes, ma'am. Do
I
you
don't remember?
Remember? All right.
No, I don't remember any of that stuff.
All right,
you know.
Very well. I could transfer you to our fraud department if you feel you didn't make these charges.
Okay, now I did get the mascara. How much was the mascara? Now I did receive that.
It's not dealing with the mascara, Ms. Moore.
It's not dealing with the mascara.
No, ma'am. It's for that Dyson vacuum cleaner entry. It's presented by Bites Hub.
All right, well, go ahead and switch me over there because I did not, you know, that's 60 bucks there that I should have been charged.
$59.89, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, really?
Give me one second. I'm canceling the account now, and then you can speak with them about that charge. Give me one second, please.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm sorry about that, ma'am. Give me 1 second, please. My phone is ringing. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
All right. I got the account canceled. Give me 1 second. I'll transfer you. And I want to make sure that you get straight through and not intercepted by an automated teller. So give me 1 second, ma'am.
Okay, now, is there a confirmation number about canceling it?
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and give you that.
Okay.
All right. It's C as in Charlie, 920.
Okay.
738.
Okay.
682.
Oh, 682. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Okay.
And give me 1 second. I'm transferring you now, Ms. Moore, and they'll be able to assist you with that charge.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Hang tight for me for 1 second, please.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay, here we go. I got you straight through, Ms. Moore. I do thank you for calling customer support. I'm transferring you now to our fraud department, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for calling customer support. Hang tight with me for 1 second, please.